What if I told you that ghosts exist and that items or, well, pieces of literature can actually be cursed? You read them and, well, worst case scenario, you die. What would you say to that?
I'd probably bluff.
I mean, true, most people would. But what if I told you that what I'm saying is not just my word, it's also followed by multiple deaths related to that piece of literature? Would you believe me then?
I mean, you'd have to tell me about it first before I can start believing in it. But yeah, if you tell me the stories and they seem plausible, then yes, I'd believe you.
So you're saying that you might just believe that curses do exist?
Yeah. I mean, there's not a reason not to, unless you know about it. So, might as well give it a shot.
Well, tonight, we might just find out if curses do actually exist, or they're just a hoax. Well, at least this one. Diving straight into it, it's called Tomino's Hell. Japanese poem called Tomino's Hell, released in 1919 and recorded in the poetry collection Sanken, was rumored to kill people who read it out loud, or, well, their soul will suffer eternally in hell.
So you read this poem out loud and it sends you to hell?
Well, at least it's said that at least the Japanese version, which is its original version, does, because people have experienced falling ill or getting nauseous while reading it and not even being able to complete it. But of course, if we read out the Japanese version, we would murder it. And even if it's not cursed, the Japanese would probably curse us. So we're going to stick to English.
Yep.
But before that, a little history behind it. So they say that you should only read the poem in your mind and never out loud. If you were to read it out loud, then you must take responsibility for your actions.
Does it mention what happens to you after you read it out loud?
Okay, so in the best case scenario, you injure yourself really bad, or you fall really, really sick. Or you fall really ill. A sec.
So are we talking about like a major fracture kind of
I don't know. Injury? It's like very vague, because like most urban legends are very vague, because the more you let it marinate in your mind, the more scared you become. So it's like something unexplored. Like, okay, remember when you were 10-year-old and you and your friends would often hesitate or giggle whilst in a dark room, standing in front of a mirror, you know, mustering up courage to say Bloody Mary 3 times?
Yep. I mean, we've all done that.
We've all done that. Think. And, well, again, I hope Bloody Mary doesn't kill me if she exists. But, but it's not true because, well, most people have tried it. So you see, if you try it and if you don't hesitate, if you don't give it a lot of thought, then, well, it's not so scary. But the more you think about it, the more scenarios you would start to, well, make, the more stories you'll start to make. And due to that uncertainty, the more scared you'll become. So, well, there's a lot of uncertainty behind Tomino's Hell. So it was written by... So it was written by Yomota Inuhiko in a book called The Heart is Like a Rolling Stone. So Tomino's Hell is written...
That name sounds really familiar.
Are you sure you're not confusing it?
The book's name.
Wait, it does? You've heard of it?
I don't know where. Yeah, I don't know where from.
Are you sure you're not confusing it with the Rolling Stone magazine?
I don't know what that is.
Well, it was also included in Saizo Yasuo's 27th collection of poems in 1919. No one's certain of how this rumor actually started, but there's a warning that if you read this poem out loud, tragic things will happen. It just looks like a curse. It asks not to compare this with the common you'll grow taller or even your parents would die. So that you kind of do. Yeah, you kind of do get the sense of how dangerous it is. I mean, again, I'm just reading, as of right now, I'm just reading what different people had to say about it, because of course we haven't read it out loud yet. But
Wait. You're going to read the poem out loud?
Maybe.
Wait, okay. I'm a skeptic. But what if it's true? Because I don't want you to get meddling. Hurt.
True, but we're meddling with forces that are beyond our control. But doesn't that make you more curious?
It certainly does.
Because if you think about curses, do you really think scientifically such things could exist?
Of course not. And that's the reason why I'm a skeptic. I am a stickler for science and history. So, yeah.
True. But you do believe that everything is composed of energy, right?
Yes. Yes.
And energy can also be positive or negative. As per belief, of course.
I mean, I would define what dark and or positive and negative energy is.
True. But if you're able to answer that, you'll probably get the next Nobel Prize. However, it's believed that energy, that there's a balance in everything. It's believed in many religions and by people all over the world, even by skeptics. There's a balance.
Yeah, I agree.
So where there's light, there's also got to be darkness. Where there's good, there's also going to be evil. Because without evil, how do you know what's good?
Mm.
So, where there's goodnight lullabies, there's Tomino's hell. That's going to keep us awake at night. And to add to the suspense and to the eeriness of this shit, as of right now, it's 1:39 a.m.
Yeah. I was just about to say that. Yeah. I mean, it's too bad that we're reading this and recording this at night.
Yeah, we're recording this very late at night. Anyways, so Saijo was a known Japanese poet who worked on children's nursery rhymes and popular song lyrics. Tomino's Hell was created when Saijo was 27 years old. And the inspiration came after experiencing a great loss of either his father or sister, and nothing more than that. Apparently, there have been multiple reported cases regarding the poem, and that one was the death of director Shuji Terayama. So there was no secret that Shuji, the director, highly admired this poem, and he also created a film inspired, loosely inspired by it. So the title of the poem, translated in English, was Pastoral to Die in the Country, also known as Pastoral Hide and Seek.
No.
And it was released in 1974. And Terayama died a few years later at the age of 47 from cirrhosis of the liver. However, it's also believed that it wasn't cirrhosis that killed him, but the poem and the curse related to it. Well, other cases related to this poem are also related with illness, car wrecks, and a feeling of an evil presence lingering around. So, well, we're in for a joyride.
I mean, I wouldn't call that a joyride. But okay, it doesn't sound like a joyride.
Well, just one last thing. The meaning behind the story is still a mystery. The entire story regarding Tomino's Hell. It had also occurred that there could be an open interpretation of whatever you think about the story could actually be related to you. While some readers interpret the poem, to be a metaphor for war, others interpret it in a slightly different and more eerie way, which we shall cover at the end. For now, let's read the poem. This is a warning for all listeners out there. You're actually, You should be batshit crazy if you're still sticking around and not skipping towards, well, where we analyze this poem for its hidden meaning. So if you want to do that, just skip ahead till you, well, the eeriness or the slight background music stops, because I'm going to insert a creepy, eerie background music right now while I read it to give it more effect. Because why not? I mean, if you're going to read it, why not go all the way? So if you're a believer, there's obviously no shame. You can skip ahead.
Well, if I were listening to this again, I'd probably skip over too.
Well, for now, you ready?
Yep.
Domino's head. Elder sister vomits blood, younger sister is breathing fire, while sweet Tomino just spits up the jewels. All alone does Tomino go falling into that hell. A hell of utter darkness without even flowers. Is Tomino's bigger sister the one who whips him? The purpose of this scourging hangs dark in his mind. Lashing and thrashing him, but never quite shattering. One sure path to Avishi, the eternal hell. Into the blackest of hells, guide him now, I pray. To the golden sheep, to the nightingale. How much did he put in that leather pouch to prepare for his trek to the eternal hell? Spring is coming to the valley, to the wood, to the spiraling chasms of the blackest hell. The nightingale in her cage, the sheep aboard the wagon, and tears well up in the eyes of sweet little Domino. Sing, O nightingale, in the vast misty forest, he screams he only misses his little sister. His wailing desperation echoes throughout hell. A foxy peon opens its golden petals. Down past the several mountains and even seven rivers of hell, the solitary journey of sweet little Domino. If in this hell they be found, may they then come to me, please. Those sharp spikes of punishment from Needle Mountain, not just on some empty whim, is flesh pierced with blood-red pins. They serve as hellish signposts for sweet little Domino. And well, okay. That was Domino's hell.
It sounded like, well, a dark poem, but an ordinary poem nonetheless. I mean,
I think it's a beautifully written poem.
Agreed. I mean, it's certainly like dark, but I don't think there's anything particularly, what's the word?
Evil?
Yes, that's the word. There's nothing evil about it. I mean, according to me.
I mean, again, evil is a very, very relative term. What might be evil for you might not be evil for me. And the other way around. But what I feel is, I mean, I kind of get another message from this poem. I don't think there are spirits or anything else attached to this. Though I do respect spirits and I give them their own space and their own comfort. Even though I don't believe in them, because, well, why not? But I do feel there's a very deep meaning attached to this poem.
And
but then again, I've read it before. But you, I believe, haven't read it before, have you?
I haven't. To be honest, I haven't.
Well, do not, again, add to your interpretation. I would actually like to listen to a virgin mind. Because you haven't heard it before. I mean, dude, come on, get your mind out of the gutter. Since you haven't heard it before, your interpretation would be more pure, if I may. Because you heard it for the first time. Tell me, what do you think? Of course, I have researched into it. I am into this crappy, scary shit. So, I mean, my interpretation is influenced by a lot of, by the interpretation of others as well. But I want to know, what do you think?
I mean, I certainly wouldn't like to be Tomino, because I mean, come on. I wouldn't like to go to hell, of course.
Okay.
If hell exists. Wait, I think I heard Avicii's name somewhere when you were
Yeah,
reciting the poem.
it's not the DJ.
Did you actually say Avicii?
Yes, I said Avicii. And it's not the DJ.
What does that mean? I mean, what does that
All
mean
right.
here?
So Avicii is actually the lowest of hells in Buddhism.
Ah, okay. So, I mean, is it like the worst place to go?
I'll help you out here. So Tomino's hell, I believe, isn't really about hell. So you see, Avicii actually plays a very big role here. And again, not the DJ. Avicii is the lowest of hells in Buddhism. And there are essentially five ways that you can go to Avicii. So five Avicii punishable offenses or transgressions. One is intentionally killing one's father. Second is intentionally killing one's mother. Third is killing the an enlightened being, that's a Buddhist or any other enlightened being. Fourth is shedding the blood of a Buddha. And fifth is creating a divide between the community of Buddhist monks, nuns, and laypersons who try to attain enlightenment. So those are five offenses that can get you into Avicii. But if you also remember that the writer also wrote this poem after the death of their father or mother, it's like the lore is kind of uncertain on that. I told you there's a lot of uncertainty, but yes, there was a death of a parent.
So nothing about the sisters?
There is stuff about the sisters, but we'll cover that later.
Ah, okay.
So it starts with what I believe, and well, many others believe, with Tomino actually killing his father. So as when we were discussing the history, we actually got to know that the writer of this poem was actually inspired to write it because of the death of a family member. And it was also like there were theories that the death was of his dad. So let's consider that for a second. So I believe this entire poem, this entire journey to hell was caused due to the death of his dad. And Tomino was actually the one who killed him because, and it was intentional because as like we progress, as we read the entire poem, there's a mention of Avicii. And Avicii, one of the ways you can actually go to Avicii is if you kill someone, if you kill your mother or father intentionally. So, well, that's there. But to start the poem off, the first verse, if I may, not the verse, the first three lines, I guess, they go like, elder sister vomits blood, younger sister is breathing fire, while sweet little Tomino just spits up the jewels. I feel these four lines are highly metaphorical because obviously they wouldn't be actually vomiting blood or breathing fire or spitting up jewels. So if we dissect it further, vomiting blood actually means to be extremely stressed or frustrated. Breathing fire, well, obviously means being extremely angry. And spitting up the jewels could be a short phrase for saying that, well, someone's keeping a secret. So if we actually look at the bigger picture here, it says that the elder sister's frustrated, the younger sister's angry, and Tomino's keeping a secret. Now, considering the entire poem and where it's set and how the events take place, I think since Tomino has killed his father, and he obviously trusts his younger sister and loves his younger sister more than the elder sister, because in the poem it's also said the elder sister is the one who whips him. So obviously he would trust the younger sister more. So I think when Tomino murdered his father, he told the younger sister, because obviously he was a child, he didn't know what he just did. And the younger sister is now extremely angry because, well, her brother is the one who killed the father. And now since she knows this, she is a party to the crime because obviously she wouldn't just rat her brother out. And the elder sister is extremely frustrated or, well, how should I say it, stressed because her father is dead. What would she do now?
As any childhood. Yeah, as any childhood.
As any childhood. And plus, she's the elder sister, so the responsibility comes on to her because there's no mention of Tomino's mother. So she, the responsibility is on her now. So I think that's the first paragraph, the first four lines are like very important because it's setting up the entire poem, whatever's going to happen ahead. So I think like this helps to put everything in picture now.
Agreed.
Think about it. Just think about it. The death of a parent is already very traumatizing for a child, right? Now think about the cocktail of emotions that might be going through in a young child's head when he is the one responsible for the parent's death and directly responsible. Wouldn't you be confused?
I mean, I'd have to. I don't know what to say.
I mean,
to be honest,
being
because
yes,
when you look at it, I don't know why or I mean, does any of your research like actually tell you why Tomino must have killed his father?
There's a lot of uncertainty regarding it. There's no direct explanation as to why Tomino did what he did, or even if Tomino actually did what he did, or what we're thinking he did.
So, I mean, unless or until we somehow get to know that, why, or even did Tomino kill his father, or mother for that matter, I just like to understand what went through Tomino's mind, if he had killed his father or not. That's basically where I'm
at. Let's for a moment say he had a motive. He had a motive to kill. Don't you think a child after committing such a crime, a young child after committing such a crime, I feel he would be confused. He basically wouldn't know what to do. Think about it. What if someday you wake up and nothing makes sense to you?
Wait, what if Tomino is one of those serial killers or like sociopaths?
Psychopath would
like
be the word you're looking for.
Yeah, psychopath who don't really like think about killing it's not that big of a deal to them as it is to, well, what we say are normal people. Well, what if he's one of those?
Could be.
Yeah, so I mean that would certainly explain the lack of remorse expressed in the poem or something.
But it's never mentioned that Tomino isn't regretting his actions. I mean, I feel that Tomino is so confused. He's suffering. I feel Tomino is actually suffering. And that hell is basically eternal suffering, isn't it? Even after death, you can't seem to catch a break. You're just suffering. So I feel that if someone kills their parent, they just earn themselves a lifetime of suffering. Even if you aren't caught, it's always at the back of your head that you actually murdered someone who brought you into this world. And that too with your closest, that's his big sister and his little sister, being the ones who know. I mean, think about it. I mean, I can't even begin to think what, like, the intensity of his emotions or the emotions that he would be feeling. I mean, for all we know, he could actually be happy that, well, his father's finally dead. But then that doesn't explain why he's on the path to hell. Because for a moment, let's analyze it from, like, scientific lenses or skeptic lenses. We don't believe that hell or heaven exists, right? No one knows what happens after you're dead. But it sure isn't you be going to heaven or hell. according to a skeptic. So even if you think about it, hell would be the closest metaphor to suffering, wouldn't it?
Yep.
Suffering and just hatred and a cocktail of negative emotions. So even with those lenses, Tomino, I feel, is just a poor little child who did something he doesn't understand the velocity of.
Yeah, he could have. It could have just been like a thought that just came to him, and he just acted upon it. Because again, I think child, right? He's a child. But what if he's just smarter than that, like smarter than a child would probably be, and like he's coerced into it or something like that. I mean, that's a possibility.
What do you mean by Tomino might be smarter?
You know, like, he might be able to comprehend what killing someone actually means, or murdering someone actually means. So he could be coerced into it, right, by some other person. Because why not? Or maybe it's just because, again, if paranormal beings do exist, then it could just be another one of those actually controlling or influencing Tomino's actions. And in turn, like, Tomino's the one who actually paid the price and went to the fifth hell, if I'm not wrong.
The lowest of the lowest hells.
Yeah, the lowest hell of.
But I kind of find it hard to believe that a child would be able to comprehend what it means to take a life. I mean, even soldiers who are out there fighting terrorists and know that terrorists are the bad guys, and they kill them, even they often go to therapy to deal with the emotions that, well, they're feeling. And that's like a grown-ass adult. But when you look into the psychology of a child, do you really think someone so young would be able to comprehend what it's like to take a life? I mean, grown adults cannot comprehend what it's like to take life.
No, unless again, he's like possessed or something, or like...
But we don't believe in that, do we?
Something like that. Yeah. I mean, there's no other explanation that I can think of.
I mean, Tomino is just one unlucky ass kid.
True.
But well, that could also be... The same thing could be said for me. Because now the more I think about it. Remember I told you that... people... The worst thing that can happen to you is you fall really, really sick. I kind of forgot the entire COVID shit that's happening right now and how easy it might be for me to fall sick.
I mean, all you can do now is just stay indoors
and work on my immunity.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, that could be that. We could actually launch a product with this. Tomino's hell resistant.
What, scare people into submission?
Nah, to build an empire out of fake medicine. And just be like broadcast.
That protects you against Tomino's
hell. Improves your immunity. Works against Tomino's hell and the coronavirus.
Oh no, advertise Tomino's hell like on every screen you can possibly get your hands on. And then after they've read it, because I mean, curiosity. Then tell them that, oh, this poem's actually cursed.
You know, I'll probably have to edit this part out because we might just get cancelled.
What, as super villains? We're trying to make some money?
Yeah, that's the dream, man. But again, that brings us back to the first question. Do we actually believe that such things could exist, cursed objects could exist? I personally don't. But then again, I would like to keep my distance. I would not like to meddle with things that, well.
Yeah, why tempt fate? Why tempt fate when you can just avoid it altogether?
True. Why tempt fate when you can like just steer clear of such shit? Because, well, what if there's an off chance that we don't understand things as well as we do, and well, just end up fucking with the wrong person. So, do you believe
in cursed objects? I mean, I watch anime, and so do you.
Yeah,
there's this great anime called Jujutsu Kaisen, and it's all about cursed objects. As a matter of fact, it's about a person, a really powerful person, dying and distributing his powers into his four hands, to the fingers of his four hands. So now there are these 20 fingers that are cursed, but I mean, that's besides the point. But yeah, I certainly look at and watch stuff, or media that has or is made around cursed objects, but as far as them actually existing, I probably not, and I'd probably not even be phased. Like, I mean, come on, there's some things just too unbelievable to believe.
Wait, so you're trying to say that cursed objects and haunted objects are fine as sources of entertainment meant to, well, spook you on a very boring Saturday night, or well, boring Tuesday night, but you're not willing to entertain the possibility that they might just be
true. Yeah, because I mean, I write, and when you write, there's always a certain mystery you have to build, and I mean, cursed objects, curses in general, like ghosts and paranormal things in general, are just phenomenal things to write about, because I mean, the mystery is already there, and it's all you can actually do is reveal.
True.
So okay, in the back of my head, I don't know why this came to my mind, but you mentioned something about there being a needle mountain.
Yeah,
that sounds painful.
I mean, anything related to needles and them being as big as mountains sounds painful. Yes, but then again, Needle Mountain, or Hari no Yama, is another lovely feature of Buddhist hell. This is where the tormentors of the damned get their spikes. Remember when we talked about Onis in the samurai episode?
Yeah.
And them carrying those huge-ass tridents, or well, spikes, spears kind of weapons?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Okay. Makes much more sense now. Wait, so we might be able to entertain the possibility that Tomino is reborn as an Oni?
I don't want to get into that. I certainly don't want an Oni scaring the shit out of me while I sleep. No, I just won't entertain that fucking possibility. Because I've read this poem like 4 or 5 times. So I don't even know if I'm cursed once, cursed 4 or 5 times, or cursed in both English and Japanese. So I don't want to entertain that possibility.
I mean, I'm just making connections here. So
connections that are scaring the shit out of me right now.
Yeah, you'd probably not be able to sleep after this. But again, you love this stuff. So don't act like you're actually faced by this.
I mean, again, it's why tempt fate? Because even if I... the thing is, I'm not scared because of this. The thing that would scare me is if I wake up in the morning... And this is like for everything horror. Let's say I wake up in the morning and I start sneezing. Maybe it's because of something cold you ate. Maybe it's because your immunity wasn't that well. But then... at the back of your head, you'd be saying, fuck, I heard that fucking poem, and now this shit's out to get me. So that's the problem. So that would create a very scary feeling in your heart and at the back of your head, that every time you come across something cursed, you'll really connect it to this. And then it's confirmation bias. It's something evolutionary in our brains that helps us make connections. It's also a pain in the ass if this happens to be true, not as in like I'm cursed, but if I do fall sick in the morning and then I relate it with this poem because, well, might be the only reason that comes to my mind. I just heard the poem last night. So it might just...
Read the poem?
Read
the poem. You know, you read the poem.
Come on, please. Don't do this to me. But yes, read the poem. So I would relate it to that. And then I'd be scared for the rest of my life. Because it would be hard for me to believe that this poem wasn't the thing that caused it, no matter how many logical reasons I give myself.
Don't worry, I'm there for you. Don't worry.
Yeah, you're going to save my ass from a fucking ghost.
Yes, I am. I am going to impale the ghost with one of those spikes. Because why not? What if?
Why not?
What if? Because we're entertaining possibilities. What if? Tommy? Oh, sorry, Tommy.
Tommy, he's your fucking dog. God damn it, dude. You know, you know if that spirit does exist, it's definitely pissed by now. We addressed it as Tommy. That's
my bad. Domino's, wait, Domino's spirit, if you can, if you actually,
oh,
if you
God,
can hear
damn
this.
It, I'm gonna die.
I am sorry for any way I offended you.
Yeah,
dead. But yeah, what if Domino was, after he went to the lowest hells, what if he was impaled on said Needle Mountains, one of these needles on Needle Mountain or something?
Can you kill a ghost?
But then again, it's hell. So, can you die in hell? Probably not.
Probably not.
Probably
because
not, because you're supposed to stay there. Like, you're supposed to stay there.
It creates a loop. You
yeah.
die in hell. What's
so
the
it's
worst
just
thing?
Eternal pain?
Yeah, it's eternal pain.
Yeah. No, but like, can you be impaled in hell? Probably.
I don't know. Ask Satan.
Like, I mean, it may be one of the ways of torture, perhaps.
You're a fucking demon. Do you really think they'd be tortured with pointy things sticking in there? I don't even know if I should call it skin.
No, wait. Okay, wait. Hmm. Tomino is not a demon right now, right? He's only a demon once reincarnated.
True, but if you believe the Japanese lore of Onis, they aren't really reincarnated. They just transform into Onis.
Yeah, okay. So, before a person transforms into an Oni, what if Tomino's is that? And they, like, have to go through this really brutal process of selection and, like, only the fittest can pass or something. Like, one of the tests is, like, getting impaled on the Needle Mountain or something.
You might not know it, but that's one of... Fuck, I don't even know. I'm like really excited for it. It's actually, it could be related to the Satan effect. So the Satan effect is another psychological term that was, I actually forgot the researcher, but he was also the minds behind the Stanford Prison Experiment, really famous experiment. So it basically says, and it makes a lot of sense. So it says that, let's say I'm really evil, like really fucking evil. And if you stay with me, my evil tendencies would also be transferred onto you. So let's say you're a very good human being, very kind, very, very honest, and I'm like very evil, envious, and well, I lie a lot. You would probably start inculcating my habits the more you stick around with me. That's called the Satan effect.
Well, is there something called the Jesus effect?
Don't know.
I mean, is there, basically what I'm saying is there like something where the good guy's actions translate and like impose themselves on the bad guy's actions, so the bad guy actually turns good?
I think, I mean,
starts turning
there good. Should be, but bad habits are more easier to inculcate as compared to good habits, because bad habits are, well, you inculcate them faster. But what if the whole concept of hell and people becoming Onis or people becoming demons would actually come from the Satan effect? Because, well, there are already demons present there. You're then there in the presence of all demons that you could think of because you're in hell. So over a very long period of time, because, well, you're there forever then, the concept of time is irrelevant after that.
You turn into a demon.
You turn into a demon, which you're basically... Well, which basically demonic tendencies, if that's even a phrase, are being transferred from said demons to you.
That may very well happen.
Well, moral of the
this
story,
is just...
stay away from demons, kids.
Oh, no, wait, if you can see demons,
which I won't want to,
then please, no, I, okay, so if someone can see demons, then tell other people, because I mean, you just sound crazy, of course, but what if there are other people who can also see demons?
Well,
ooh, but then the problem is, if they can see demons and if they can interact with demons, wouldn't that mean they'd also kind of become demons by virtue of the Satan effect?
True, but that is a topic I would like to address in another episode.
Oh, you really have a lot of stuff to say, don't you?
A lot. A fucking lot. But well, I guess that concludes it. Do you have anything else to say?
I'm not quite certain of what like what's the journey Tomino took to get to the worst of the worst hell. But I mean, is there any you know, talk about a journey that it takes, or is the poem just
there isn't
talking about
plus,
what happens?
As I said before, there's a lot of uncertainty also attached to the poem. Plus, think about it, if one could actually describe the journey to hell, wouldn't one also be able to decipher the entire concept of life after death?
I mean, you don't have to describe it. You could imagine it. And that imagination may or may not be true.
True.
But you can certainly imagine and write about it.
I mean, true, but in this case, I don't think there's any description of how Tomino actually reaches that hell.
Because I mean, if I heard you correctly, you said something about Tomino preparing for a trek of sorts.
Yes.
And someone said, I think one of his sisters or the author himself, maybe, that has he enough gold in his pouch or something?
How much did he put in that leather pouch to prepare for his trek to the eternal hell? So no one knows if it's gold, if it's food. Or, well, whatever.
Ah, okay. So something. He put something into his leather pouch.
Yes.
So, I mean, there must be some sort of journey, right? Because to prepare for his trek.
I mean, dude, all I know, it could be Tomino just tripping on some mushrooms. Being very honest. It could possibly be that. Him imagining stuff, or him just being schizophrenic, or him suffering from PTSD, which might be the best fit. But there's so much uncertainty around this poem that the more you try to answer questions, the more questions it creates. Like right now, we dived into this to answer certain questions, to, well, figure out answers, but all we're doing is asking more and more questions.
I mean, that's the logical path any question takes. You can always ask why. But I mean, we could certainly do an episode on what is hell, and you know, journeys to different kinds of hells, or I mean different variations of hells, I mean from all religions perhaps, or something like that.
I would love to do that. I would honestly love to do that.
Well, the last thing I'd like to say is this poem was good, but could have been better if it had described or even imagined a certain journey that Tomino took. But yes, it certainly has the mystery factor, it intrigues people. As you have mentioned earlier, there have been certain effects. Deaths. Okay, I just feel bad for, you know, coalescing death to effect.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there have been instances Maybe. So, I'd not read this out loud. I don't know why you did, but yeah. That's basically it. Intriguing story. I'd like to know more about it, but yeah. That's
well, for our listeners, if you haven't read it or don't want to read it, it's perfectly all right. But for those of you who did, all I have to say for you guys is, all I have to say to you guys is stay safe. That's all I'm going to say. And well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Nighttime High podcast. We really enjoyed talking about Tomino's Health, the cursed poem. Tune in every Tuesday for more eccentric and mind-bending content. Reach out to us on Instagram at Nighttime High Podcast and tell us what you liked in today's episode. See you next week.